وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human rights, and we are looking at justice from the perspective of the commander of the faithful Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi as-salam. Human rights pretty much falls in every aspect of our life. It is not limited to one thing. So whatever problems that we have and whatever category of life we have, human rights obviously falls into it. We saw that in the letter of Amir al-Mu'mineen to his commander Malik al-Ashtar, that Amir al-Mu'mineen discussed many aspects of the human life and human affairs that requires the maintenance of human rights. Amongst the things that human rights come into play in is in times of peace and treaties. So Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam also gives specific instructions to his commander Malik when it comes to peace and treaties that he needs to make sure is applied, which is a right of people. He says to him, bear in mind that you do not throw away the offer of peace which your enemy may himself make. Now, that's an extremely important concept. Sometimes when you have enemies, peace is the best way. Making a treaty with your enemy is the best way. In peace, you secure not only the rights of people, but you secure their right to living. Because in war and during war, life is lost. And the first, you know, if we are looking at human rights, the first human right that anyone should have is the right to live. So as a ruler, as a government, I should not be seeking war with my enemies. Rather, I should be seeking peace. So with peace, I preserve the life. And he says, accept it, for that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The pleasure of Allah in terms of when it comes to enemies is that he wants to see peace rather than war. Because obviously we said with war, we lose life. With peace, we gain life. He says to him, peace is a source of comfort to the army. It is not just the people, the army themselves. They are the ones that will suffer the most. They are the ones who will have to fight. Their life will be lost. Their families that will be affected as a result. When the armies know that their country and their government is trying to create peace rather than war, it gives them comfort. It gives them a source of happiness. It gives them a source of pride. But when they know that their government cares about nothing but wars, then that does not really help the armies, does it? It does the opposite. He says to him, it reduces your worries and promote order in the state. Sometimes when people know there's going to be a war and the drums of war are happening, people are distorted, people are stressed out, people are not happy anymore, people are in fear, people are worried. So it's a source of worry. Why should you put people in state? As we can see even recently when we look at certain countries who are threatened with war, you see that it's causing people fear, and that fear is not required. So as the right of the people to live in peace, So if it means that I have to make peace with my enemies for the sake of my people, then I should do so. Let us take a short break and then we continue right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So Amir al-Mu'mineen is saying, making peace with your enemies pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he says to him, but beware, be on your guard when the peace is signed for. Certain types of enemies propose terms of peace just to lure you into a sense of security, only to attack you again when you are off your guard. And that's obviously a very straightforward, that when you make peace with your enemies, you have to keep your guard always on. Because there's enemies, and we can see classical example happening in our modern day today, where the enemies give you peace, but they just keeping you busy, just waiting for the right opportunity to come and attack you. And sometimes the attack doesn't have to be with guns. Sometimes it is, you know, with finance. Sometimes it is with sanctions. Sometimes it is, you know, even an online attack on your infrastructure. So the enemies work in mysterious ways. So therefore, because you signed a peace treaty with your enemy, it does not mean that you should lower your guard. So it says always be on your guard. So you should exercise the utmost vigilance on your part and place no undue faith in their pretension. So whatever they want to pretend to be, you know, they want to be peaceful or not, or they act like they are good doers, or sometimes when we look at some countries, they start a war. They initiate a war. They kill innocent people. And then they come up with peace treaties and treaties, and then they assume and try to pretend in front of people that they are seeking peace and they are champions of human rights and they care about the humans. They kill people and they care about the diseases that are taking place or poverty and how much people are dying. And then you have all this, you know, World Health Organization and UNICEF and what have you, Red Cross, who are coming from the same countries who start these wars themselves, which defeats the purpose. So the Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi, when he talks about peace, it is also a right of people. They need to have the right to peace of mind. He says to him, but if under the peace treaty you have accepted any obligation, discharge those obligations, and it is a trust and must be faithful, upheld, and whenever you have promised anything, keep it, when obviously in terms of dealing with other people and promising them, keep that promise. Because as people, as believers, we were told that if we make a commitment and we make a promise to a person, we need to keep these promises. A peace treaty is required to save lives. Imam Hassan alayhi salam, the son of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, when he made a treaty with Muawiyah, was based on the fact that he wanted to save the lives of people, make sure that their lives are maintained. So when he signed that treaty, he had people in mind. He wanted to preserve the life of his followers, for example. He did not want to have bloodshed. He wanted to make sure that their lives are safe and guaranteed. And Imam alayhi salam, he lived up to the treaty and to the obligation that he put on himself. But on the other hand, the other party also had obligations. When Muawiyah took charge, he said the treaty of Imam al-Hassan, he says it is under my feet and I will not apply any of it. So obviously one is trying to protect life and there are always others who try to take it. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi.